This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week. States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The sharpest declines were in California, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Facing accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new prime minister.
The national average price for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.75 a gallon. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
A new report is showing police in Uvalde, Texas, had three chances to stop an armed gunman before he entered an elementary school where 19 students and two teachers were murdered. State Senator Roland Gutierrez is frustrated by what he sees as a lack of transparency.
Clearly, DPS is not giving us the answers that we need. They are running this investigation along with the district attorney's office.
In one case, an officer with a rifle had the attacker in his sights, but didn't get permission from a supervisor to pull the trigger. The report from Alert Center at Texas State University says officers lost momentum after coming under fire. President Biden is set to award the Presidential Medal of Freedom to a number of notable names. 17 people will receive the nation's highest civilian honor on Thursday. They include the likes of Olympic gymnast Simone Biles and actor Denzel Washington. This is USA Radio News.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Firefighters are making progress against the Electra fire south of Sacramento, California. CAL FIRE reports it's now 40% contained, and some of the hundreds of people who were evacuated are now being allowed to head back home. Others aren't. And Amador County Sheriff Gary Redman says those empty homes may be tempting to thieves, but he's stepped up patrols to prevent looting.
We've already caught somebody that ran a roadblock and was casing houses up to no good, and he is now in the Amador County Jail, and we will continue to have that zero tolerance in Amador County.
In a speech alongside MI5 leaders in London on Wednesday, FBI Director Christopher Wray sounded the alarm about the challenges China poses to the Western world, from cybersecurity to technology theft and even election interference.
This spring, the Chinese government went so far as directly interfering in a congressional election in New York because they didn't want the candidate, a Tiananmen Square protester and critic of the Chinese government, to be elected.
A bipartisan group of senators is calling for an investigation A bipartisan pair of senators is calling for an investigation into the Chinese app TikTok, which they allege is being used to steal personal data from the users of the app. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's growing, now stop, hey.
I know you're hoping for good news, and I wish I had some for you, but hey, look at the facts are the facts, Jack. And this is why the Democrats don't want us to look at the facts, because in the absence of fact, guess what? They get to opinionate. They get narratives out there. And they just overwhelm you with narratives, and they get people to believe things that aren't necessarily so. This is why the truth matters. Hey, good to have you with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, it's time for Megan Barth, founder, proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Hey, Miss Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. But, you know, like you and a growing number of Americans, now 9 out of 10 of us agree we are on the wrong track. I guess, falling off the track enough, hitting cement walls enough has finally convinced 9 out of 10 people that, who's ever conducting the choo-choo here doesn't know what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. I was very shocked to even see that new, I think it was a Monmouth poll out and headlined on CNN. I mean, mm-hmm. when CNN yes. publishes these types of numbers, you know that the numbers can't be avoided. They're that bad. And thank God. I'm still wondering who the 1 out of 10 think that he's doing a bang-up great job. But nonetheless, at least we know if we're in a circle of 10, 9 of us, are thinking the same and believe that our economy, and we see it, we know it, our economy is headed in the completely wrong direction. We're already in the wrong direction, and we're already in a recession that no one wants to talk about.
I know, it's amazing. They go, oh, not till next year. Go, what do you mean not till next year? We are in
right.
it now, you know?
Right.
Yes, exactly.
How can you predict? Oh, no, it'll be next year, January 16th. Well, what? No, we're in it now.
Yes.
I talk to a lot of people every single day. One, for example, is a firefighter. And unfortunately, he has to drive a truck, right? A big, eight-cylinder truck to work every day. And he got transferred, so now he has to drive an hour to work each way.
Oh, wow.
If he works four days a week, three off, every 4 days, he spends $150 to fill up his truck.
Oh, that's painful. Oh, my goodness.
He spends an extra $900 a month, and he's a junior firefighter. He's only been with the company for 5 years, I think, now. So he's not, senior. He's not making a lot of money. You know what I mean? But they're not rich by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, he's not a Southern California lifeguard that makes $200,000
a year.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. $200,000 a year. Yeah. So every 4 days, $900 extra a month for him, which really hurts,
Well, yeah.
And so these are the type of people, our first responders, the lower income, the commuters that are feeling this what they call a tax. you know, you cannot keep blaming Putin. And Biden the other day said, well, you know, we're at war. Well, who declared war? This is not our war.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so they are using every excuse. For example, one of his aides that works in the White House was on the TV the other day, and he says, well, people are just going to have to get used to it and basically accept it because this is the new liberal world order.
Don't you love that? When he said that, I could not believe it. I mean, this is like part two of the fundamental transformation of the country that Obama had announced, right?
Well, and I think that's who's running the country. And everyone I talk to knows that Biden certainly isn't in charge. He's just a figurehead. He's a pawn in the big chess game.
But help me out here, though. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's just say that he is. And here, you're talking oil, we're talking gas. Not that long ago, we were energy independent. Now we're energy dependent. We're going around begging the Saudis and everybody for oil, and they just laugh at us. But meanwhile, he tells everybody in May that we're going to release from our strategic petroleum reserve all this gas that is going to give us some relief for the next 90 days, right? And now we find out, according to Reuters, you know where that gas is ending up? It's ending up in China. What's going on here?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you what's going on, because it's sickening and it's maddening that we all are struggling, like my friend the firefighter here.
Mm-hmm.
That cost savings was supposed to be passed on, but it was the dumbest idea, right, that I had heard of. I'm like, so you're going to release enough oil for a month's consumption from our strategic oil reserves? Why bother?
Right, exactly.
It's only going to bring down the cost of a gallon by, what, not even a quarter. It was like a dime.
Like, I don't know, maybe 18 cents, somewhere between 10
right,
to 18
yeah,
cents.
Yeah, the cost
like
of a hot
yeah.
dog. Yeah, like,
yeah.
Who cares?
Right.
Like, why even dig into our strategic oil reserves that are supposed to be used in times of, you know, like war, when we are
right. real war.
War, right? Like our
yeah.
war,
right? Exactly.
Ukrainians' war or Putin's war, and then on top of it, he gives it to China, who basically destroyed our country by creating a virus along with some Americans here mm-hmm. that basically brought our economy to our knees. So we're rewarding them with our precious resources. And this is all you need to know. And that story should have been a much bigger story, and I'm glad that you brought it up.
Yeah, I'm amazed. I agree with you. Why
yeah,
isn't this headlined all over the place? This
right.
is what this government is doing to us, ladies and gentlemen. And on top of that, I mean, look at those. The strategic reserve fuel has to be replaced. And the brilliant thing that happened under the Trump administration, he filled the reserve replenished a lot of it at a net cost, because they basically we had so much oil that they actually paid us to take the oil. And so now at today's oil prices, even at over $90 a barrel, to replenish what we gave away is going to cost us a lot more than 18 cents of savings of gas that... You know, and God only knows where it'll be when we actually have that, we have that point in the crossroads where there's no choice and we just have to refill those reserve tanks. And God only knows what the price of gas will be at that time. And if the Democrats are in charge and they're on their Green New Deal campaign, well, you know, they're going to find another way to stick it to the American taxpayer.
Well, exactly. If they could tax sunshine, they would. I always say, you know, what's left mm-hmm. for them to tax? Oh, sunshine. Why not?
Right. Right. Well, California's working on. They've been working on that.
Oh.
In fact, in a way, they've kind of done it. They found a derivative to tax on sunshine, and then they wonder why everybody's leaving Dodge there. And then you got Newsom running all kinds of ads here in Florida. Oh, come home. We love you. We miss you. And then you got, you know, the governor of New York doing the same thing. And then she passes a stupid gun bill. I mean, she signs this gun bill with this stupid, you know, the gun miss that she quoted and endangering New Yorkers is unbelievable, Megan, what she's done. I mean, I'll tell you, the Democrats... they're really in trouble on so many levels, because their reasoning is locking them in a corner to where there's no escape. and the voters have got to wake up. I mean, I believe they're feeling the pain when you got 9 out of 10 people saying you guys are on the wrong track. They're more on, they're, it's worse than on the wrong track. They don't even have the intellect or the desire to get us on the right track. That's what's scary, Megan.
Yeah, absolutely, and this is all by design.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Megan Barr. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate. The world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc. From the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Fresh and in the independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. We've got Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. We were just talking off air about the president's schedule. I don't know if you pay attention to his schedule whatsoever. And, you know, compared to Donald Trump, you know, we know Donald Trump was like the energizer, I mean, the real energizer buddy, this guy. He was the bunny that didn't even need a battery. He just kept on going. He operated on 3 hours of sleep is the way is his constitution, which is amazing. And then you get Joe Biden, and no wonder, you know, by comparison, it's why the president often referred to him as Sleepy Joe Biden, because he's always asleep. You know, Megan, he's asleep or he's disconnected. But you said Politico gives you some revealing information on a daily basis of the president's schedule, which by comparison is quite telling, isn't it?
Yeah, I subscribe to an email from Politico, and it's called the Politico Playbook. Mm-hmm. And they basically run down what's going on in Washington, what's going on with the administration. And now, you know, for 6 weeks that I've gotten this, maybe 8 weeks, it's all about January 6th, right? I mean, they're just foaming at the mouth over this. You know, set your clock. Tomorrow they're going to, no one's watching except people at Politico. But nonetheless, at the end of this playbook, this email, they publish Biden's daily schedule. So Biden's Wednesday, Biden's Thursday, et cetera. I have been watching for 8 weeks, and every single day, the president starts his day at 10:15 in the morning. And that's when he gets his president's daily brief.
Right.
Imagine that. Imagine that. Imagine being president of the United States and not receiving the daily brief until 10:15 in the morning. It's already 6 o'clock in Europe.
Exactly.
You know, Ukraine, I mean, they already had, you know, their war going on for hours. And every morning he starts his day, and every single day he has 1, 2, maybe 3 items on the agenda, and he finishes by 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
We have a president who's running the country, the leader of the free world, with a 10-to-3 job.
Unbelievable, you know, when you think about it. Well, today, you know, he's quite busy. I mean, he's got the 10:15, you know, as you said, that's pretty much a template committed appointment every day with Kamala and for the president's daily brief. And then at 2 o'clock, he gets to present the Presidential Medal of Freedom to 17 recipients. And that's a full day.
Yeah. All he has is President's daily brief at 10:15, 2 p.m., he presents the Medal of Freedom to 17 recipients with Kamala Harris and, of course, second gentleman Doug Emhoff. Mm-hmm. That's it. That's all he's got going on. And he can't even do that right, because yesterday he put the Medal of Freedom on backwards. And he's clapping.
Oh, my God.
He even fixed it.
Yeah, this is it is so pathetic. Well, you know, in his activity is so minimal that they got to fill space by adding Karine Jean-Pierre as the press secretary briefing at 3:10. So it looks like there's some activity coming out of the White House. I mean, what is today like an extension still of the 4th of July weekend that, you know, the White House and Joe Biden almost referred to it as an afterthought?
What's an afterthought? I'm sorry.
July the 4th. I'm just questioning whether or not maybe he's thinking this Thursday is just part of the extension of the holiday that he didn't give much, you know, much thought about, our 4th of July weekend and celebration this past Monday.
Yeah, he was probably at his Delaware Beach house again, where he spent most of his time wishing everyone a happy Father's Day. You know, the dude's not there. There is no there. He is mentally incapacitated. You take a look at him, he's a blank stare. We saw his cards, his notes that he carries around with him in huge letters. Walk to the seat. You know, sit down.
Sit down.
Yeah. Shake the person's hand to your right, and then shake the person's hand to your left. These are the types of orders he needs, nearly like a small child.
Right.
Or someone with early onset dementia.
Well, and you know that whenever he's off prompter and he starts trying to have a normal conversation or in just making a normal statement that anybody experiences. I mean, you know, by comparison, again, Donald Trump, when he, I mean, there wasn't a press conference that he wouldn't go to. He'd create one, you know. He was always willing to talk to the press off the cuff, and he could illuminate on anything very succinctly, very powerfully, very much to the point. And Joe Biden, I mean, it's like going to a NASCAR event, and you just know he's going to get off prompter, and as soon as he does, it's like, oh, you close your eyes and you start to pray, because he's going to crash and burn, and he doesn't disappoint. I mean, it's you know, it's a NASCAR event. No admission required. Well, actually, we are paying admission because we're paying a lot of tax money for this kind of incompetence and for somebody to destroy this this you know, great American democracy that we just celebrated our 246th birthday. And you've got the president talking about a new liberal world order, and you're going to like it. Wait a minute, what happened to the Constitution? What happened to 246 years of history? All the people that surrendered their treasure, their honor, their very lives for the sake of this democracy, and they are casting it away and selling our assets or giving away our assets to China or Russia or some other world power for their own self-aggrandizement, all at the expense of the American people. It's just unbelievable. And then you see him yesterday talking to a bunch of union people, you know, talking about, whoa, what a great union guy he is, from the belt buckle to his shoe. What, you know, it's like, what a bunch of bunk. I mean, you just, you know, it does remind me of what Billy Graham said, you know, in talking about politicians. He says, you know, politicians don't lie when they're touching their ears or they're, you know, brushing their hair. It's when their lips are moving. And,
right.
and Joe Biden has epitomized that statement from Billy Graham more than any other politician that I've ever known in my lifetime, Megan.
Well, yeah, and this is what happens when a president is selected and not elected. This was, you know, and I, like I said, I've talked to many people, and I haven't found, and actually Rasmussen has already kind of put out a teaser that they're going to release a poll soon related to the 2022 election on whether or not a majority of Americans believe that the Democrats will try to rig this election too in order to do anything they can to stop the red wave.
Is there any doubt? I don't know if there's any doubt.
No, but, because
you know,
we've already been forewarned.
Exactly.
He told us last week that there, and he told on the international stage, I think it was last week or the week before, that there will be another pandemic.
Yes.
So what better time to hijack an election than the midterm? Why wait until 2024? They won't be able to keep their power in the House or the Senate if they don't do something in the midterms. And that's all they care about is power.
Exactly.
They need the power in order to destroy. Right now, there really isn't a roadblock, but thank God for the Supreme Court. When it came down to the life and when it came down to the Second Amendment, et cetera. And so that's really our only kind of backstop as the, you know, communist Democrats continue to steamroll over hardworking Americans with their policies.
Well, Republicans got... you know, amazingly and predictably, once again, you know, they got hijacked and surprised in 2020. I am told they're a lot smarter and they're going to do a much better job of being more vigilant to make sure that this midterm election is free and fair. But, you know, I heard what Nancy Pelosi said, which is the same thing she said going into 2020. There was no doubt in her mind, she said this, I think it was in October prior to the elections, there was no doubt whatsoever in her mind that Joe Biden was going to be elected the next president. She was absolutely confident. And I don't know if you remember seeing that video. She has come out and said the same thing. There's no doubt in her mind whatsoever that she will be able to maintain the gavel over the House of Representatives. You know, she obviously knows something that we don't, and we're not surprised at what the Democrats are willing to do.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are up. Labor Department figures out show 235,000 Americans filed initial claims last week. States with the biggest increases in claims were New Jersey, Massachusetts, Ohio, Kentucky, and Missouri. The sharpest declines were in California, Texas, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Facing accusations that he elevated a conservative member of parliament to a top job, even though he was aware of sexual misconduct allegations, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announces his resignation.
It is clearly now the will of the Parliamentary Conservative Party that there should be a new leader of that party and therefore a new Prime Minister.
The national average price for a gallon of gas has fallen to $4.75 a gallon. USA Radio News.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentrations. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net.
Before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. A reminder, for more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com is where you want to go. All the archive, it's total library of all these great interviews with these expert guests are right there for you to download, share them with your neighbors, listen at your own convenience while you're exercising on your Peloton, whatever. Enjoy and stay knowledgeable, because we are reminded of something that's so important that James Madison echoed through the hundreds of years of this great country. He said, a well-instructed people alone can be permanently a free people. I mean, this is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen. It's liberty or nothing. This is the bedrock of this American experience. It's all about liberty. But you can't have liberty, me stupid, okay? I mean, sorry if that sounds a little crass, but maybe we need that wake-up call to understand that knowledge is important. You know, John Whitehead with the Weatherford Institute, my good friend, is fond of saying that it is knowledge that precedes action. I say right knowledge, right action. That's what we need to have here. This is why the truth is so critical and why we're appreciative for our next guest, Brian Bradley, who's an associate editor of Free Speech America and Business at the Media Research Center. Hey, Brian, good morning. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm great, Bill. Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Hey, good to have you here again in terms of understanding what is going on. I get it. in a country this big with so many moving parts, it's difficult. You know, people say, look, I'm busy working. I elect people to handle this stuff. Yeah, but you can't let them do it without any kind of accountability and observation. Otherwise, you get the America that we got today, right?
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah.
Right. Well, we appreciate all the great work that the Media Research Center is doing on behalf of the American people. And you say that the GOP senators particularly are calling on Google to take action because of the, I guess, the systemic bias that Google and the social media oligarchs have been able to implement. Explain to our audience what's going on.
Yeah. So basically, this started rearing its head in March when North Carolina State University released this study about Google and a couple other email services, but it found that Google's bias on behalf of Democrat candidates far exceeded the bias of the other two email services. So getting a bit into the details here, Google sent 70% to be exact, it was more like 68%, but about 70% of Republican campaigns' emails to the spam folder, and only 8% of Democrat campaign emails to user spam folders. This is without users marking, you know, reporting spam or anything like that. It was just doing this automatically. So the whole point of this study by North Carolina State University was to look into political biases, political biases and email spam filtering during the 2020 U.S. election. And it found that, again, the bias against Republican political candidates far exceeded the bias against Democrat candidates, at least for Gmail.
Unbelievable. 67, 68%, you said, versus 7% for Democrats?
That's right.
A discernible advantage. And so, what's Google, Gmail and Google's response on this?
Well, they have proposed to the Federal Election Commission for approval for a pilot program that would stop sending Republicans' emails straight to spam folders unless the user takes action. Unless recipients affirmatively mark it as spam. These emails would directly hit users' inboxes. But there's a couple concerns with this pilot in that it could take a while to approve. It could go past the midterm elections later this
year. Of course.
Before the FEC even gets a chance to approve it. And Microsoft filed for a pilot somewhat recently with the FEC. It took literally 18 months for the FEC to approve. The elephant in the room here is that Democrats don't have to opt in for this pilot. They're already treated fairly. So
exactly. Yeah, right. This is ridiculous. They're gaming the system. And again, this is how we get worked. And this bias continues. And we're on the playing field is not fair. And the American people, when they understand this, they get this. And this is the very thing that Donald Trump was yelling and screaming about. And everybody was thinking, well, he's just crazy. He's out of his skull. He's just, you know, chasing ghosts that don't exist. Well, you know, again, Donald Trump was right.
Yeah. It's hard to dispute the results of this study by, you know, North Carolina State University isn't exactly known as conservative, so
exactly.
I can't really say that the study is biased. It kind of fits right in with, you know, a lot of the allegations of election interference that we've heard over the last several years. This is just kind of the latest iteration of that.
Yeah. And you got to know, if it's down to this level, how many other iterations are out there, you know, tilting the playing field in the favor of Democrats? I mean, it's no wonder. I mean, and to me, it just seems insane. Maybe I don't understand what seems to be a simplistic thing that they're trying to make, you know, into some sort of complex, heavy lifting type of project here. It's like, wait a minute. If you can do it for the Democrats, you should be able to do it for the Republicans, right? I mean, just boom, flip the switch. That's it, right? I mean, no. And I need to go through some sort of, you know, 5-year, you know, House and Senate investigating committee in order to come up with a plan. Are you kidding me?
No, you understand it very well. The tech companies want you to believe that you don't understand it, or that there's something more complex, or that this is somehow complicated and you just don't understand how tech works. I mean, that was kind of the tone of their conversation with lawmakers on Capitol Hill over the last couple months. But let me get to this point. So Google came out very recently in the last several days and totally changed its policy in terms of the data that it holds on to, the location data that it holds on to for abortion patients. So Google just comes out with an announcement and says, hey, we're coming out and we will not be retaining, it's making an exception for retaining users' location data for users visiting abortion clinics. So you see, if big tech companies want to change their policies, they can just do it. So, you know, that just underscores the delay and distraction that's going on by Google filing with the FEC and like, oh, we need their approval and we need to do X, Y, and Z. It's like, no, if you wanted to change the policy, you just would change the policy.
Exactly. Now, Brian, are you on top of this, this issue that's coming up regarding, we got about a minute and a half left, about the New York Times melting down over fears that D.C. won't be able to install a censorship apparatus to root out disinformation? I mean, because this is all an extension of, you know, controlling the narrative, isn't it?
Oh, it totally is. We've seen media, big tech, and politicians kind of work in lockstep on this whole issue of so-called disinformation. I mean, the fact that the New York Times would just immortalize Nina Jankowicz with, you know, these pictures of her looking kind of spurned and, you know, kind of downtrodden, but, you know, trying to look tough in these pictures. And, you know, they really want to give her kind of this vaunted, elevated place in, you know, in the national conversation. And they want to be able to control the narrative. It's all about controlling the narrative and influencing how you, the voter, thinks. So my colleague is actually publishing a story on this today, Joseph Vasquez, digging right into this issue, specifically the New York Times piece.
Yeah, exactly. Well, they're just, again, this is what, you know, Democrats en masse do, is that they don't want to have a conversation. They want to be able to institute a bureaucracy. And, of course, we saw what happened with the EPA judgment, the way it came down from SCOTUS this past week right now. And I believe this is the beginning of other look-sees under the hood of these bureaucratic entities and what they're doing to we the people. Well, Brian, thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. You too.
Risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, it is time for Dr. Ted Bairdsheim, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted, how are we doing, buddy?
Well, you know, I have 15 grandchildren, so I spent a lot of time with Robbie and his family and Evie and her family. So I had delightful, and the kids get cuter every day and more brilliant and more helpful. So it's a blessing. And of course, fireworks are always enjoyable. But my day, you know, I'm 76. You used to be able to buy fireworks in New York and fire them off and nobody cared. Right. My day, then it went from New York to New Jersey, then it went down to South Carolina. You know, now it's sort of banned everywhere, which is sad.
Yeah, it really is. You know, we have to, you know, rely on our TV and see the shows, or, you know, if you happen to be some, you know, near to some amusement center, then you can catch them there. And, you know, they become city, you know, citywide events. But, you know, there's still some rebels out there managing to let a firework or two go off. But that's OK. You know, John Adams, our second president, announced that this should be a time of illuminations and celebrations, or 4th of July, you know, Declaration of Independence, and our along with it, our birth certificate that we read, right?
Absolutely. And of course, Adams and Jefferson fought all their life, except they died on the same day. So,
yeah, amazing, huh? Amazing on the 4th of July. Yeah, and the thing is, you know, yeah, Ted, I was going to say, you know, for you, because your background, I mean, you came out of entertainment, your parents, all that's going on, and you see the country where it is right now. I see a shift that is coming about, even in California, where I was born and raised, that there is awakening taking place, and people are finally going, look at, there's got to be a better way to run a government than the way we've been running it.
Well, the problem with California, of course, is the corruption, which has been going on for a long time. Before I was a Christian, Bill Yorty was the you know, my friend who supplied the drugs, because his father, Sam Yorty, mayor of Los Angeles, was one of the big drug dealers. And almost everybody is related to him, including Nancy Pelosi and Governor Newsom, I'm sorry. And, you know, it's been an inside deal for a long time. And we've got a conservative county that we're in, Ventura County, and it was conservative for years, and they redistricted gerrymandering, and we've got some lunatic Romney here. So, you know, it's going to be fighting at a deeper level. What many of the people I know who are very committed, including people in the little church that we had together, and I'm now in a, you know, that all split apart. But all of those people spend their time talking about it. You got to get out there on the streets. You got to pick up people. You got to take them to the vote. You got to be active. And most of us don't have time to do that. And the older we get, the harder it is to do. Mm-hmm. But I have friends that do it all over. And one friend in Georgia said they were trying to be the Republican poll watchers. I shouldn't have mentioned the party. And they would not let them in for several hours. But he is a history professor at the University of Georgia. And finally they got in. But it's amazing. The egregious misuse of the electoral process is amazing.
But to your point, Ted, we have to stay active. I mean, I keep reminding everybody, three most important words in the Constitution, we the people. And the fact that it opens up with we the people, it really is a commandment, in a sense, that we must be activated. I mean, Thomas Jefferson said it quite clearly, speaking of TJ. He said, we in America do not have government by the majority. We have government by the majority who participate, right? That's really what
we need to participate. I agree. And I tell people that all the time. And then I ask them if they participate. You know, how do we get around the sloth and the fear and all of the other things that stop people? But we keep going.
Yep, exactly. But we keep going. But I think, you know, maybe again, I'm forecasting and seeing an awakening that's happening around our country right now in light of the recent SCOTUS decisions, other indications. I mean, in California, look at, you've got an attorney general that was recalled. You know, the winds of change. You've got a school board in San Francisco, of all places, was all but replaced. So these are encouraging signs, Ted.
I think you're right. But on Sunday, we do a party that for our graduates of our program. I'm sorry, my voice is going. And at the party, we invite a lot of friends who are in the entertainment industry. And one of them is very vociferous, and it's a good friend. But, you know, they're not all on the same page that you and I are today. And she said as she was leaving, you know, because of the Roe versus Wade decision, the Republicans, no Republicans going to win next time. And I said, you know, I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not interested in arguing with people.
Exactly.
You know, my main thing is that she's come to Christ. She's changing. She says she's more religious than ever. I hope that means that she's closer to Jesus. So my goal is if people come to Christ, His Holy Spirit will work in their lives and transform them.
Well, and the fact of the matter is we're all heading to the most wonderful one-world government ever created by God Almighty Himself with Amen. Jesus as the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We're heading there. We've got to get through some rough patches along the way, and we'll get through a couple of counterfeits. We know that. That's all part of even, Joe Biden on the eve of our Declaration of Independence celebration, 4th of July celebration, he says, well, welcome to the new left world order, and you will like it.
So, I know.
You know, so we'll get through that. But
they misuse the word liberal all the time. So
yeah, I know. I know
Draconian.
That. Well, let's set that aside. Can we talk some movies? Is it all right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Which one
are
you
going to
talk about?
Let's start with Rise.
Okay, Rise is a very good movie, and it's about a Greek Nigerian couple who Nigeria has a lot of bombings and a lot of problems in northern Nigeria due to a group that we can't mention on the air, the Muslims. And so they escape and they make their way to Greece because one of them is Greek. And in Greece, they try to start their life together. They have their children, and three of their children stumble upon a basketball clinic and they become great basketball players. And they actually then get tapped to go to the United States to play. It's the first time that any sort of group like this has ever produced three young, great basketball players. And they all come out of this family that's escaped persecution and escaped the evils that are going on because of the jihad. So it's a wonderful story. It's got a lot of faith, family. There's prayer. There's it's It's a very overtly Christian movie.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, as we know, these overtly Christian movies, doggone it, continue to do very well and inspire people, and they ring the register at the box office. So, all that's a good thing. The Minions. Surprised. Can we talk?
I'll say one more thing about that before you cut me off. Is that it's released by Disney? So, okay. Who knows what's happening in this world? Please.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My friend said even a blind squirrel once in a while, you know, finds an acorn, right? God bless them. Minions, speaking of which, The Rise of Gru. We love the Minions.
The Rise of Gru is a very fun movie. It just whomped the box office. It proved that, Lightyear was not failing at the box office because people weren't going. People went in droves to Top mm-hmm. Gun. And they went over $100 million. They've earned more in one weekend than Lightyear did in 3 weeks. So,
right.
But, you know, the news media in Hollywood never reports on this properly. They keep saying that it's this problem, that problem. But the problem is that the other movie, the Disney movie mm-hmm. Lightyear, Pixar, was woke and it was pro-homosexual. Unfortunately, people don't want that. Or fortunately, they don't want it. I've been asking people to take a stand on this for a long time. This is a very funny movie, and all the Minion movies, and they're all made by a friend of mine who went to Dartmouth. So I love his movies. I love seeing. I love The Rise of Gru. Now, the plot is, refers to a little occult thing called a Zodiac Stone. So that's the plot. But beyond the plot, there's moral, redemptive elements, sacrifice, helping others. And Gru, who wants to be a supervillain, I guess I shouldn't tell you. But anyway, I'm not going to tell you. But it's a fascinating movie, so you should actually, it's a good movie for families. A little bit of a caution because of the Zodiac Stone.
Right. Well, you know, the thing that I find so wonderful is how would you like to be writing the script for the Minions? I mean, you don't have to write in anything legible. It's just, this just makes it so precious. I mean, here they are.
Well done.
Isn't it exactly
what they're saying without speaking, a word that anybody can understand.
Yeah.
You understand what they're saying. It's beautiful. I mean, I talked to my students. I was teaching another one of how to succeed in Hollywood class without losing your soul. Great, brilliant students. And I show them The Artist because it's a silent film. I say you don't have to have overt speech in order to capture attention and convey emotion.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. We got about a minute left here. Patricia Heaton back in the news again, this time taking exception of what Elizabeth Warren's comments said about the crisis pregnancy centers, putting them at risk.
Yeah, I love Patricia Heaton, and she's been anti-abortion for a long time and pro-life, and she has 4 sons. And what I like is that she said at one point, I'm glad I didn't get into the industry before I had my children because, industry is so horribly left-wing that it browbeats everybody. But she stood up to Elizabeth Warren, and we all know that Elizabeth Warren is not so.
Right.
But Elizabeth Warren is trumpeting stopping these pregnancy clinics, which are really most of the clinics out there are trying to advise people not to have abortions. And Patricia Heaton supports a couple of them, and she's very committed to the cause.
Well, bless her heart. He's the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Dr. Ted Baer has been with us. Dr. Ted, have a great day. Thank you for being with us.
You too. Bye-bye.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you
you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Frustrated?